Welcome to Heal Within with Danish Podcast. I am your host Danish. I am a narcissistic abuse recovery professional and a personal transformation coach. I help you to move on, heal, recover and not only thrive but transform into your greatest version possible after narcissistic abuse. In this podcast, I will be talking about how to fix your sleeping cycle after narcissistic abuse. Imagine you are driving a car at the speed of 160 kilometers per hour. What kind of energy would this car be using to maintain this kind of speed? Would it be possible to stop it with just a sudden application of brakes? The answer is no. Similarly, when you are traumatized, one of the biggest struggles you face is the inability to fall asleep or to stay asleep. Your mind constantly tries to resolve the trauma, to understand what happened. It tries to make meaning of what happened, but fails to do so. It keeps obsessively and constantly replaying the past inside. And as a result of which, you feel exhausted and tired. During all of this process, your sympathetic nervous system remains dominant. What is sympathetic nervous system, you ask? It is a part of autonomic nervous system and it is responsible for activating flight, freeze or fight response. As sympathetic nervous system stays dominant, the anxiety increases. You become more hyper alert and restless, constantly running from a perceived threat which is not even real. And surprisingly, all of this process happens unconsciously or subconsciously, meaning it keeps happening and you are not even aware of the cycle. All of these disturbances lead to what is known as the dysregulation of your nervous system, meaning your sympathetic nervous system stays dominant while it is not meant to stay dominant. So that's why it becomes impossible or very hard to sleep in this state of mind and body. Also, your mind and body are disconnected the whole time. So what is the key? So what is the solution to this? What is the solution to fixing your sleep cycle? The key is to switch off the fight, flight or freeze state and regulate your nervous system. And that is done by activating another part of your autonomic nervous system, which is called parasympathetic nervous system. Parasympathetic nervous system is called the rest and digest system. When parasympathetic nervous system is dominant, it induces relaxation, slows the heart rate and increases gland activity. In short, when PNS is dominant, you are out of the FFF state. In a minute, I'll be sharing with you two practical, powerful and effective exercises to regulate your dysregulated nervous system, which will ultimately help you to fall asleep, to stay relaxed, to be calm. The first technique is called wet noodle technique. You see, when you perceive a threat, you unconsciously have the tendency to squeeze your body. You may notice that whenever you're stressed, you're squeezing your facial muscles or your arms or abdominal muscles or even legs. And this happens when your sympathetic nervous system is dominant. So the key here is to stop squeezing. It is as simple as that but may not be easy. So before you do this technique, before you practice this exercise, there is one important thing that you must note and consider. And that is the place where you sleep, that may be your bed, it should be only devoted to sleep. If you need to work, make sure that you work outside your bed. If you need to eat, eat outside your bed. If you need to read, read outside your bed. Your bed should only be devoted to sleeping. Nothing else should be done there, as this will condition your mind and give it a message and associate your bed with only one thing, that is sleeping. So after making this thing sure, now you are ready to do the exercise. So here is how you do it. When the time comes to sleep and when you lay on your bed, The first thing you will do is you will consciously bring your focus, your attention to your body. And as you bring the focus and attention to your body, you will become aware of the muscles, of the areas of your body that you are squeezing. It might be your jaws, it might be your eyebrows, your eyes, your facial muscles, your throat, your stomach, your chest, any part. And you will count from 1 to 5 internally. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And during this counting, you will consciously stop squeezing. You will imagine you are as stressed as a wet noodle. You will just become the wet noodle for 5 seconds. And you will repeat this exercise once more. Consciously bringing your focus to your body and noticing if you are squeezing any of the muscles. And becoming a wet noodle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. What this exercise does is it brings you out of the FFF state and it makes your PNS, that is parasympathetic nervous system, dominant. What this exercise does is it helps you to choose to see if the threat that you are perceiving that comes by the memories, by the experiences you have already had in your past. It helps you to choose how to respond now, how to understand now what has happened. So after doing this exercise 2 times, you will do 1 more exercise, and this is very, very powerful. And before you do this exercise, I should let you know that what happens when you're traumatized is that your mind and body are completely disconnected. Your mind keeps constantly running and running and running like a wild horse without even considering what is happening to the body. As a result, you feel completely exhausted. The energy in your body feels so, so low because there is a disconnection between your mind and body. So the key is once more to establish the connection between your mind and body, and when the connection is established, you are able to relax. You're able to go to deep, deep sleep. So the exercise that I am going to share with you is called progressive muscle relaxation. So I'll be sharing with you the way to do it in just a minute. How to do it is after you do the wet noodle technique, wet noodle exercise, you will consciously bring your focus to your feet and tighten up your muscles for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you will release that, right? And you will again count from 1 to 5, focusing on the relaxation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. After doing that, you will move up to your lower legs and you will tighten the muscles again of your lower legs and count from 1 to 5. And after doing it, you will release the muscles completely and again focus on the relaxation and count from 1 to 5. You will follow the same process moving from your feet to your head. After your lower legs, you will focus on your upper legs and then your hips and then abdomen and back and then your chest, then your shoulders and neck and then your arms and hands and then your facial muscles, that is face, your jaws, your eyes, your eyebrows, your ears, tightening up and releasing, following the process till you reach the head. What I have found and observed after working with a lot of people and also in myself, that you are able to feel relaxed. You are able to establish the connection between your mind and body. And when the connection is established, you're able to fall asleep. Most of the people say that they fall asleep just in the middle of the exercise. They don't even complete it properly. So I hope the same happens with you. I hope this, all of these exercises are beneficial with you. Just let me know by messaging me on my Instagram profile, which you can find at the rate eternal.motivation. eternal.motivation. I will talk with you in the next podcast. Till then, take care and let the healing begin.